Yo, can you guys hear me? It says I'm connected, but the play button on the website is still a little weird. Hold on. I don't know what's going on with with data fruits right now, but it's saying that I'm connected and I'm recording, but the website says something different. So if you guys can hear me, that's cool. If not, I don't know what's going on. So, but yeah, we're still gonna run the show just like you guys could hear me perfectly fine. Because it's saying that I'm connected, so I'm just making sure. I'm just making sure, just in case that it's like one of those issues where you guys can hear me perfectly fine, but if I'm having issues on my side of the computer, I'm gonna make sure that I do that. So, but yeah, guys, welcome to the 11th episode of Internet Museum. As always, the beginning of every episode, I always like to tweet, so give me just 1 second. Tweet it out for you guys. Just to let everybody know that we're live right now. Just getting out. Plus, it gives people time to kind of get into the chat. All right, looks like things are getting fixed up on the website and stuff like that. Looks like things are coming along. Well, at least on my end, The play button isn't flickering like it was, so that's always a nice sign. But yeah, I hope everybody's having a good week. Hope everybody's week's been pretty hot fire. Retweeting some data fruit stuff going on right here. Shouts out to data fruits once again for always having that mad service going on. Always helping out your boy. I'm like their problem child. I'm like data fruits problem child, honestly. It's totally okay. I love data fruits, and apparently they love me. So, hearts to fire and draw on all the people that run the site. So, I'm probably gonna have to like cut a lot of this, honestly, for SoundCloud, just because there's a lot of dead stuff. Anyways. There we go. I'm done with all the social media stuff. I'm probably just going to have to use Hootsuite for Internet Museum so I can tweet this stuff while I'm doing the radio show. So that's a lot, like, not a lot of just deadness. But, yeah, guys. Like I said, once again, welcome to the 11th episode of Internet Museum. Last week was a little weird. I was sick. was dead, actually. Not even sick, it was just straight dead. Like, so, apologize for that. But I'm back, guys. I'm alive. And I have a really nice set list for you guys this week, including some stuff from Sword of Goth. I have some stuff from Ghost. Some unreleased stuff from Ghost. And a couple other really cool tracks that I'm going to be playing as well. First thing, just wanted to give a big shout out to Shady Monk. I don't believe he's in the chat right now. But I'm sure he'll listen to this on Spotify. Or not Spotify, I keep saying Spotify. He'll listen to this on SoundCloud sometime later. But shouts out to Shady Monk. He has some really awesome music coming out this month, guys. If you guys have not already checked it out, make sure you check him out. He's a great guy. Shady Monk, SoundCloud.com, Twitter. He's really awesome. He just came out with a song with Moist Breezy called Ocean Air on Desk Pop Music. And that song is a banger. That song is a banger. Like, with a capital B, like, banger. So if you guys have not already checked it out, make sure you guys check it out now. It's super hot fire. And then he has his new LP, Sakura, which comes out this month. It has some really cool tracks in there, including some really cool features, which may be including your boy. So, you know, I gotta put in the plug, you know what I'm saying? Your boy's in there. It's, so you know, like, I think it's track 6 is the track that I'm on. So so track 6, I think it's called Fall Apart. It's a really cool track. I worked pretty hard on it. I was like, I don't know, man. It's just been really fun doing a lot of features. I have some features coming up with Shady Monk. I have some features coming up with Tsum Tsum. I have some features coming up with a local artist that I know named Great Waves. And also, I have some original music coming out, guys. So look out for that. I know. Shady's new LP drops this month, but so does my new single. My new single drops this month, so I have at the very least, like 3 songs that drop this month. So that's gonna be fun. I may wait to like officially drop my single until May, so that way you guys aren't like, golly, this guy's dropping like a new song like every week. But hey, it's fire, because I haven't dropped anything in a while. If you guys have not checked out my latest release, I just did a vocal bootleg of Mad Nap's new song Lavender, which got approved by Mad Nap himself. So you guys check it out. It's really cool. I had a lot of fun with that song. It was just so open for vocals that I had to like kind of jump on that track. You know what I'm saying? It was just a lot of fun. Make sure you guys check it out. SoundCloud.com/MeleeMax. As always, that's your boy. Go hit me a follow while you're there if you like the stuff that you hear. Swag. Yeah, guys. In fashion, let's talk about a little bit of fashion real quick before I jump into this week's mix. If you guys have not already seen the new Nike sock dart, I think they're called dart socks or sock dart, something like that. It's in that range. They just came out with the new color called Arctic Orange, which is kind of funny because the shoe is like literally pink. I don't know why they didn't just call it pink. It's not like pink is like it used to be. I don't know. I feel like it used to be like when people heard like pink, they'd be like, oh man, that's like a girly color or whatever. But like now people don't really care. You know what I'm saying? Like I wear pink all the time. Like I don't even care. Like whatever. Like I know a lot of like even like not even just like just mega straight dudes, like the straightest guys you could ever see, which I don't think really exists, but the straightest people, you know, like they wear pink. And so it's like it's not like big thing, you know what I mean, about being pink anymore. So I don't know why they didn't just call it like pink or like I don't know, like orange pink, something like that, because like the strap area is like kind of orange. So it's like a really light pastel orange. So I can see that. But then like literally that's like 90, that leaves like 90% of the shoe that's just pink. And so like if you see that shoe from like just even on the rack, honestly, if you saw that shoe on the rack, you'd be like, oh, that's a pink shoe. Like that's it. Like there's just not really a question about it. Anyways, I don't know. I'm just doing some naming. I don't know who named that shoe, but they need to chill out. They just need to like open their eyes and realize that that's a pink shoe. That is pink. It's a pink. in the words of 21 Savage, it's a pink shoe. Yeah, so that was, I was like, golly, whatever, dude. Anyways, also, you guys know, Easy Season 5 got announced not too long ago. That was literal straight fire. I know I talked about that before on the show, but I just thought I'd bring it up again because I saw something about it earlier this week. Someone was talking about it. They were like, yeah, I'm not really a big fan of, like, you know, Yeezy shoes, but the Season 5 Yeezy, like, collection looks pretty alright. And I'm like, yeah, it's literally how I feel. I feel like Yeezy Season 5, like, the shoes are, like, is literal just hype beast. It's literal just hype beast. It's, like, the definition of, like, hype beast is Yeezy Season 5, like, tennis shoes. And, like, but, like, the Yeezy Season 5, like, the Yeezy Season 5, like, clothes and stuff, like, dims is fire. Like, dims is fire. Like, oh, my God. Yeah, Ghost, like, I know, like, the shoes are cool and all, but, like, I just feel like they're so hype. But, well, they're hyped up, like, mega hard. But, as far as, the season, like the actual collection is, I don't care what anybody says, it's fire. Also, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of, like, Off-White. It's a it's a clothing it's not a clothing brand, it's like a, it's like Louis Vuitton or like Gucci. It's a brand, but it's like more of a higher end brand, and by higher end I mean like they got jackets for like $3,000. Like it's like Ralph Lauren purple label stuff. Like, it's like high end. Like, I mean, like when I'm playing like EDC every year, like Coachella, kind of expensive. You know what I mean? Like expensive kind of stuff. Yeah, I follow them on Instagram, so I see like their posts and stuff every now and then. And I'm like, man, I literally just like went to go check out their website because I've never actually like got around to checking out the website. So I go to check out the website, and I'm like, all right, let's see what they got going on here. And like literally they had like jackets, like their cheapest jacket I think I found was like $800, and I was like, like my wallet, I felt like my wallet like clenched up whenever I saw, like, I always have my wallet like right in front of me on my computer desk, and I swear to you that my wallet like moved whenever I looked at it. It was like, nope. Miss me with that $2,000 jacket. Not today, boy. I straight up got my wallet was straight up just like, yeet. Like, it was like, yeet. Like, I was like, oh, I'm sorry. What? Like, I was just looking. I wasn't even trying to buy it. Like, chill, bro. Chill. but yeah. So yeah, I was Off-White's really cool. If you guys do have the money, I mean, heck, I know there's some of y'all rich people out there. Go check them out. Their line is really sick. If I had the money, I'm not gonna lie, I would spend stupid amounts of money on Off-White. But you know, maybe one day we'll see what happens when I glow up and like act like I don't know nobody and I buy like all Off-White everything. What else happened in fashion? I don't know. I want to know what you guys like want to know. What you guys talk about, like, what kind of fashion you guys want to talk about? I always talk about, like, designer fashion and stuff like that, but I don't know, maybe you guys want to talk about freaking mega nerd fashion. I talk about that sometimes, too, but there's not, like, a whole bunch. Like, there's Neat Gear, which is really cool. I've seen them recently. They did a collab with, not Good Boy, but another artist that I follow on Instagram and Twitter and stuff. They did a collab with him, and it's pretty cute. And then, obviously, you have Coco Pie Coco, which is like a Japanese import clothing brand from California that I buy a lot of my dad hats from. I'm always afraid to buy shirts from there because, in case you guys don't know, like, I'm literally like a 6'5", like 100, like 250 pound dude. Like, I cannot, most of those shirts, like, even on like a double XL, I'm like, I'm kind of squeezing in this book. So I can't, I was like, I always kind of stay away from their shirts and stuff because I feel like they're a little small. But I always buy my dad hats there. They're super sick. I bought like this really cool like PSP green vaporwave dad hat from there. Then of course you have Very Cool Shirts, which is one of my favorites. And then you have kind of like more high-end nerdish slash pop culture fashion, like Lazy Oaf. I love Lazy Oaf. I actually plan on buying some stuff from them pretty soon. They're really cool. If you guys don't know Lazy Oaf, go check it out. They're on Instagram. If nothing else, like, you guys don't even have to buy from them. Just literally go follow their Instagram, because like the aesthetic of like their brand is like flawless. Like, it is flawless. Like I told you guys before, like I'm about to like kick up my own brand called Dog Treats later on this year. If you guys didn't know about it, now you know about it. But yeah, so like Lazy Oaf is like a huge inspiration for what I want to do with Dog Treats. It's gonna be litty. Like, oh my gosh. Plus, when you guys buy Dog Treat clothing, you also save animals. Like, how much better can it get? Like, you get cool clothes and you get to save doggies, doggos, and kitties. Like, oh my gosh. Like, I don't know what else you could ask for, honestly. I'm so excited to launch that brand. I have some really cool models already lined up to do some photo shoots. I have some really cool graphics that I've been working on for months. And maybe even be doing some collab with an artist you guys are pretty familiar with. But more information on that as it progresses. I just like to drop little hints about it so you guys don't forget and get excited about it at the same time. So you guys are like, oh yeah, that's right. Dog Treats is about to come out. I'm hyped AF. Time to get clothes, you know what I'm saying? And I'm talking to you, Ghost, because I know you spent way too much money on clothes the other day, and you know, you didn't even support no doggies with those clothes. Get on Dog Treats, support some doggies and some kitty cats. Anyways, guys, it is now 7:20, so I think I'm gonna go ahead and just jump into this week's mix. I don't have a lot really to talk about. Just kidding. You guys thought I was about to jump into this mix, but I was like, no, actually, let me just not do that. Anyways, April 22nd. I know a lot of you guys aren't from Texas, but I know some of my people from Texas watch this show. Ooh, hopefully you guys didn't hear that. That was horrible. April 22nd, Denton, Texas. I am going to be playing at Midway Craft House. What is going on? I'm going to be playing at Midway Craft House, Denton, or April 22nd, Denton, Texas. Hold on. Goodness gracious, sorry. My mic stand was having like a malfunction. So sorry about that, guys. Anyways, April 22nd, Denton, Texas. I'm going to be playing a show with some really cool artists. One of the artists that I'm going to be playing with is actually Great Waves, the guy I did a feature for on his upcoming EP. So make sure you guys check that out. If you guys are not already following Kitchen Sink HQ, that's kind of like my event. It's kind of like my own company that I put on events and shows through. So if you guys aren't checking that out already, make sure you guys go follow us on Twitter. Twitter.com/KitchenSinkHQ, all one word, lowercase. Make sure you guys go check that out. Give it a follow, because I want to do a live stream of the show on April 22nd. But, you know, sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. I'm also going to be performing, like, doing, like, performances of a lot of music for the first time. Like, I normally just DJ shows, but this is going to be the first time that I actually do, like, an actual performance. So it's going to be hypey. But anyways, guys, as always, let's go ahead and jump into this week's Internet Museum. And let's get going.
Yeah. Coolin' shawty, yeah, that's where I stay. Heard you was a lame boy, get up out my face. And my ex keep calling, swear that she be in the way. And I need a thick red bone, shawty where I lay. Bad bitch in LA, tell me that she made the trip. Shawty bad as hell, yeah, with them collie journalists. Uber every fucking where, pre-rolls in my VIP. Canada John, yeah, I think that bitch from the States. Shawty wanna kiss me, but I know she suckin' dick. Shawty wanna kiss me, but I know she suckin' dick. Look, Uber everywhere, pre-rolls in the VIP. Yeah, Uber everywhere, pre-rolls in my VIP. Ayy, skr skr. Yeah, I wanna get the Rari, but I know it takes some time. Skr skr. Pre-roll, shawty, light it up, you know you fine. Low five with my five, and I'm rollin' up the cat. And I need my leg room, baby, stuff first class. East Atlanta, John Cook, out on Mullin' Ave. Skr skr. Say she bout that shit, but I think that I'm a pet. Shawty wanna fuck me, but I know I got some top. Shorty wanna fuck me, but I just got some top. I can't fuck with op, never stop. Pull up in that two spot, Uber fucking everywhere. I can't fuck with op, never stop. Pull up in that two spots, Uber fucking everywhere. Ayy, yeah, Uber everywhere. Pre-rolls in my cup. Yeah, by Uber everywhere. Pre-rolls in my cup. And I think that bitch from Canada, I think she from the city. Yeah, by Uber everywhere. Pre-rolls in the cup. Hey, hey.
Self-respect, don't wanna put you on blast, but you should go ahead and practice. Shut the fuck up right now and let me breathe. Shut the fuck up right now, let me do my thing. Slow down, slow down, slow down. Quit hitting my phone up, quit hitting my phone up, quit hitting my phone. Slow down.
guys can see it, but I dance so hard. This is a girl.
Now you overreacting, I don't play that elastic. You be like, when we gon' fuck, what we gon' do? You should try and quit asking. You should shut the fuck up right now and let me be me. Shut the fuck up right now, let me do my thing.
People talk too much shit in my face. Run my back on the phone. Ain't been famous for a while, but I'm still up in my zone. And I don't usually smoke, but I'm high on sativa. Sativa in my tea, I smell like heaven. I'm a diva. And the lead so loud in my speaker that I cannot hear. You know I'm gone. Don't you be blowing up my phone. I'm in a different time zone. Ever since a matter of time, oh, my girls is better than I hope. The pain is the pain. You have it, you still don't know how to handle your wine. That's probably why you're hitting me more. Yeah, I got a rule cause I've done this before. This fuck up your talking, don't fuck no more. Cause they just fall in love if you fuck on the floor. Don't give me room. I really like it when we're vibing. I'm in another city.
Shut the fuck up right now and let me breathe. Shut the fuck up right now, let me do my thing. Slow down, slow down, slow down. Quit hitting my phone up, quit hitting my phone up, quit hitting my phone. Slow down.
Unreleased Ghost on the track. Let's go.
Nobody, but if I touch your body, we'll get right in your lobby. Come on down, let's get down, I'm with the shit. Are you down? Cause I'm down, wish it could leave. You got a body like Selena and them jeans I wanna hit. I'm so open, gonna talk that shit. You must be somebody, cause I don't trust nobody. But if I touch your body, I might trust somebody, yeah. You must be somebody, cause I don't trust nobody. If I touch your body, I might trust somebody.
Sitting in the club with the internet museum. All my friends have been going in museum. I don't even care if you know what I mean. Got a girl, but you're growing and going with the men. Yeah, yeah, keeping on deck. Everybody wanna get on my check. Get on my check, I'm on that flow. Everybody wanna know it's time to go, go, go. Go, go, go.
Your time, the clock is ticking, so steady. All you have to do is best at letting go. I don't wanna spend the night alone. Yes, I need you, and I need to make it on my own, but I don't wanna grow up. We can stay forever young, living on my sofa, drinking on the cola underneath the rising sun. I could give a million reasons why, but we all going, and you know that all you have to do is ready. A minute, just take the time. The clock is ticking, so stay.
Destroy.
As always, guys, thanks for coming out, guys. If you guys like the show, make sure you guys tweet at us. Let us know what's going on. @INT_museum. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/internetmuseum. This episode should be up on both Datafruits FM archive and SoundCloud by the end, like Sunday or something like that. So make sure you guys check it out. Show us some love. And I hope to see you guys all next week.